This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good Saturday morning and a happy National Bison Day. That's in honor of our North America's largest land mammal. And we got more about these magnificent beasts coming up in just a minute. And yes, as you try to get down to St. Bernard Parish to do a little fishing this morning, the Parish Road Bridge, a.k.a. the Green Bridge, which is actually gray, is closed for maintenance. And if you plan to fish Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacro, Reggio, Point Lahash, and other areas, well, you have to take an alternate route. We'll get Robbie at Campos Marina and I to tell you about the circumventing the system there this morning. Also, regarding the Louisiana pogie boat controversy, remember how thoroughly we covered that over the past several months? Well, we'll talk about some good news about the impact of new regulations that were passed during this last legislative session. And if you're going to be with us for the second hour this morning, you'll hear from a guy nicknamed the Monster, who accompanied us on a Bayou Wild episode and bagged a monster of his own. It's another Tigers in the Wild episode. Now, tomorrow is a special Get Out and Fish event at Bocachita State Park. 800 pounds, count them, of delicious adult channel catfish have been stocked into the ponds, and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries personnel, they're going to be there with some instructions on how to fish for them. They're even going to provide gear for you and the whole family. I'll have more about that. And, of course, this Halloween weekend, I got the story of a real-life trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein. He's also our bad boy of the outdoors. And jumping ahead to next week's show, this morning you're going to hear a song performed by a talented young lady about going hunting, or at least wanting to go hunting, and we'll ask you to review her performance, and you can text your comments for Emmy Talavallo, along with your successful fishing and hunting reports from earlier this week. We'll include those along with your comments, your questions, with those of our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your messages real-time into the studio here at 504-260-1870. If you're headed out, well, let me give you the Coastal Marine forecast. It looks like the breezy weather is going to continue, but not quite so bad as it's been the last couple of days. If you're headed offshore, easterly winds 10 to 15, 2 to 4 foot seas. And on the interior lakes and bays, an east wind at 10 to 15 provides a light chop. Now, for tomorrow, almost a repeat, a little bit change in the direction. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15, 3 to 5 foot seas offshore. And if you're on the interior lakes and bays, tomorrow southeast winds 10 to 15 with a moderate chop. It's not bad for the duck hunters. This is the opening morning for the youth hunt, which is this weekend, today and tomorrow, for the young hunters to get out there. They're the only ones allowed to shoot during these special youth waterfowl hunting days for the West Zone only. And we'll talk a lot more about that with Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Also going to have a visit with Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll see if they have any of the youths hunting out there with them and what the duck picture looks like. Again, if you're driving now en route to St. Bernard Parish to fish some of those favorite spots down there, be advised, the Louisiana Highway 47, which is the Parish Road Bridge, is closed now through Monday morning at 5 a.m. No traffic's going to be allowed to pass over the bridge during that closure. There are some alternate routes to take on Highway 39, Elysian Fields exit on I-10, and that'll get you back to 510. So we'll talk to Robbie Campo a lot more about that. Did want to mention to you about the National Bison Day. Up to 2,000 pounds, stands 6 feet tall. It's the largest land mammal in North America, even heavier than the moose. And, of course, they live up to about 20 years. You know them, the thick, shaggy, brown to black coat. When they're young, they've kind of got a reddish look to them. And they once covered the plains of the United States, but due to indiscriminate hunting, they were nearly decimated by the 1800s. And now you can find bison in all 50 states. They live in national parks, refuges, and on tribal and private lands. And if you see that small herd on my Facebook page today, I took that picture up at Custer National State Park. That was a very healthy, vibrant population of bison. Actually used to have them down here south in Louisiana many, many years ago, but the wild stocks are gone, but fortunately we've been able to save them from extinction. So happy National Bison Day to them and you. We're back right after this. Robbie Campo is our destination. He's down at Shell Beach. His fishing report, weather report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, as we head down to Campo's Marina down at Shell Beach, first thing we need to do is say good morning to Robbie Campo, and the next thing we're going to do is tell you how to get there before we tell you what to do once you get there. Hey, Robbie, good morning, and looks like the bridge is, which I'm now told has been repainted green again, is closed until Monday.
Yeah, Don, it is getting a facelift. The bridge, the bridge is going to be green again, so we could call it the Green Bridge again. You know, it's going to be, so you coming in this morning from my North Shore anglers, if you're coming in, you're going to have to go through either Franklin or Elysian Fields to come back down. I know it's a little bit of a, you know, pain in the butt, but, you know, I don't close the bridge. You just gotta go with it. So, but yeah, it is going to be closed until Monday morning. And you know, to go home, you're going to have to do the same thing. If you're coming across from Mandeville, I would say just take the causeway and come on down and jump off at either Elysian Fields or Franklin. Don't drive too fast down either one of those roads because they're terrible. You know, they're full of bumps, and your boat feel like it's going to bounce off the trail back there. But just take it easy and get here in one piece. We want you here in one piece. Don, we are also hosting Valero's tournament today, so we got a lot of things going on down here. It's you know, Valero does their fishing rodeo at this time of the year. They like it to be a little bit cooler, but we are having, you know, experiencing 70 and 80 degree days. They figured it would be in the 60s, but that did not happen. So anyway. Give you a recap during the week. Oh, and then if anybody wants to fish this rodeo, they can. They can get tickets here this morning to fish this tournament. And all the proceeds stay in St. Bernard Parish. So it goes to local charities here in St. Bernard Parish. It does not get spent out of the parish. And just add that, you know, add that in. Give you a recap for the week, Don. You know, we had neat tide in the beginning of the week. Still caught some fish. Had to find some current towards the end of the week, the latter part of the week. We started experiencing some southeast winds, really high tides, and that made people go fish up in the Biloxi Marsh, where they did find mixed boxes. They did catch a variety of speckled trout, white trout, puppy drum, sheephead, redfish. So I saw more mixed boxes at towards the end of the week, and I think you're probably going to have the same thing for today because we have a northeast wind this morning. It's not southeast. It's northeast here. And it is blowing about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 miles an hour. Not real bad, but I do expect that to pick up a little bit when the sun comes up today. So with that said, if it were me, I'd be either in this Mr. Go here, fishing along the Mr. Go here, or going up in that Biloxi Marsh, or going south of the channel in that Lake Robin area, you'll be fine there too. So, that, you know, they're catching fish all over right now. This is the time of the year that we wait for it, Don. This is what we live for this fall season. It's here. Plenty of fish being caught. All you got to do is get your head out the bed and come on down here and hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we're going to take care of the rest.
Yep, and I strongly suggest some people coming down there, sign up for that fishing tournament. You know, these people don't realize what a bargain these rodeos are. You know, you pay your entry fee, you can win some trophies or maybe merchandise or cash prizes. Usually got a T-shirt and some food and stuff like that. Always a good time to add to your fishing trips. And, you know, how's the shrimp situation down there as far as bait? People want to use a live bait this morning.
Shrimp situation's good. We start seeing a lot at this time of the year, Don. A lot of people switch over to plastics. Don't be the guy that don't take any bait. Take some bait with you just for that insurance policy, because it's not every day that they bite on plastic. So if you're out there and you don't have any live shrimp, and you know, the guy next to you does, he's gonna make a fool out of you. So you know, we have plenty in stock. So when you get over here, if you don't, you know, even if you're that plastic guy, just take your 30-40 just to have some with you. You know, that's your little insurance policy right there. Another thing, Don, it's gnat season. Flying teeth are out. For my lady anglers, I would suggest you wear leggings today. I know it's still 70 degrees and everybody wants to run around in short pants. You will be miserable in short pants, I promise you. These gnats are... You know, they showed up this past week, and it's getting more and more every day. So, yeah, you have your gnat spray. If you don't, whatever you like, it doesn't make a difference to me. but make sure you got something, because you're going to be miserable if you're in a spot with no wind and you do, and they start biting. You're going to be miserable. So make sure you have that with you.
Yep, Amber Romance is my favorite, but there's some other ones out there that work just as well, too. So be prepared. They can sure ruin your day if you're not prepared to deal with the gnats.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, but we don't have any right now, but I know right around daylight, Don, they start showing up. So I could tell you yesterday morning they had a little breeze blowing, you know, and it was a southeasterly breeze, and they love southeast wind for some reason. But I tell you, yesterday morning at daylight, oh my God, you wanted to pull your hair out of your head. But make sure you got something with you so you're just not miserable when you're out here fishing all day, I promise you.
And Robbie, for tomorrow, we want to remind people about moving the clocks back for tomorrow. You don't want to screw up your trip.
I was going to mention that and I forgot about it. Fall back, spring ahead, but we're falling back tomorrow. So yeah, you got to set that clock back. Don't forget that.
And get an extra hour of sleep, that one they took away from us during the summer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm ready for it, Don. I'm going to tell you.
All right, Robbie, we'll catch up with you next week, buddy. Thanks for the report.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you later, babe. Yes, bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back, got a few things to tell you about, a Get Out and Fish event that's taking place tomorrow. Also, some good news on the Pogi Wars front. Yeah, the Menhaden issue, we've seen some progress made there. Also, Governor Landry has designated this as November's Wild Game Meat Donation Month in Louisiana. Help feed the hungry. We've got some more details on that. Freshwater fishing reports. We got a guy named Monster going to join us, and you're going to hear a performance from a young lady named Emmy Vallow. All coming up here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we got some more fishing reports coming up ahead. In fact, got a good freshwater fishing report. We'll tell you where to find some of those white perch sockeye, if that's what you like to catch. That's coming up. We got a good report in from our friend Blaine Salter, and also some really good news about Lake Verret. It doesn't appear that the fish kill that occurred from the hurricane earlier this summer really had that much of an impact on it, at least as far as the white perch are concerned. I want to remind you, duck season opened up today, actually just for the youths in the West Zone. It's both today and tomorrow. And then the regular season for everybody opens up in the West Zone next Saturday morning. And I want to remind you hunters that are taking the youths out there, we kind of got a special regulation in effect this year with regard to the mottled duck, which is our one native species of duck here in Louisiana. There is a ban on taking model ducks for the first 15 days of the season. So it's so important in waterfowl hunting more than any other aspect of hunting to be able to properly identify your target before you pull the trigger. Don't want anybody getting in trouble. All right, got a great little event coming up tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to noon at the Bogachita State Park. That's near Franklinton, Louisiana. It's one of the many Get Out and Fish events that are held at different community public fishing areas. They have stocked the pond with 800 pounds of delicious channel catfish. These are not fingerlings that you need to take time to grow. These are ready to go, and you don't need a boat. You don't even need a rod, reel, a bait. The wildlife and fishery personnel will be out there with gear and lots of instructions. The only requirement is if you're 18 or older, you do need to have a valid fishing license, but not necessary for the kids. So it's free bait and tackle at the event, and you get to keep what you catch tomorrow from 8 to noon. And there's ponds all across Louisiana where they do these stockings, and both catfish and rainbow trout, and we'll bring you along some more information when we get closer to those. Some very good news came out this morning. Not this morning, but earlier this week. I want to tell you about it this morning. You know, back in February, the commercial pogey boat season began on April the 15th, and the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission back in April approved a half-mile coastwide buffer. You remember there was a big fight going on in the legislature and the department and the Coastal Conservation Association and the pogey boat or Menhaden industry. And what this did, it created a buffer between 1 and 3 miles. Some special areas, it's even a further distance than that. And the effort was to reduce bycatch of redfish and other sport fish. We had some nets that were so full they had to cut the nets loose. They couldn't get all the fish out of them. We had net tears. They call them spills. And fish were being lost. And when these big ships came in very close to the coast, it was tearing up some coastal restoration projects. Well, the CCA and the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Program kind of got together the partnership and took this on. And some new sensible rules, although we still are the most liberal state in the Gulf Coast, some states don't allow it at all, and some have even further out buffers. But the results so far are looking good. In 2024, this past year, was the second lowest number of fish spills since the records were being made available. The only one that had fewer losses was back in 2013. So while this is not for sure a game changer, the trend is certainly looking good. It's a good start to a trend anyway. The boats now have to make contact with the department and keep abreast of where they're located, and there's tighter rules and stiffer penalties, and it looks like finally the Menhaden industry is starting to give a little bit more cooperation with the state, and hopefully this pattern and trend will continue. And a special thanks to State Representative Joe Ogeron. He kind of took the bull by the horns and fought through the legislative session to get these buffer zones enacted. So it's not totally a victory, and we won't know for sure. Probably going to take a few more years to check, but so far the one-year data, although not proof positive, is certainly putting us in what looks like a better position to manage the pogey or Menhaden industry. Also want to remind you deer hunters that are heading out there, the deer seasons are opening up all across the state. Governor Landry has declared November as Wild Game Meat Donation Month. Want to remind you can drop off deer or hogs. You can donate them to be processed at no cost to you. Any of the participating processors, and as a list, if you go to h4h.org, they will get it processed, and it's shipped to a food bank and other agencies who collect it, and they distribute it to the hungry. No better use for what might be considered more game than you can use in your freezer. And they also have to clean out the freezer days, but you can actually keep the backstrap if that's the part you want and donate the rest. If you want to get the list of those processes where you can bring your hogs or your deer or really any game and even seafood, go to H4HLA.org, and that'll take you there, and you can find out where you can drop off your game. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to tell you about those white perch soccer, where they bite and had a record catch on Lake Verrett at one of their tournaments. Thanks to Blaine Salter tipping us off on that. We'll pass it along to you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, check in on our text message board. We got the old Wingbone, our friend Ed from Wilmer, Alabama. He's busy cranking out some more of those Wingbone turkey calls, man. He's a big-time manufacturer, and he does some great craftsmanship, too. All right, we got the worm checking in. He went fishing. He said the only thing biting good was the gnats, but they managed 7 reds over 20 inches. Well, that ain't bad. Also, some flounders. Yeah, catch and release on those. 12 3/4 inch specks. That's also a release. And some green trout and everyone's favorite, the yaw-yaws, all on the voodoo shrimp. All went back to grow up. Well, what's a yaw-yaw? I got a feeling that's a catfish, but correct me if I'm wrong. All right, we got this in from Big Mike on the Bayou Liberty. He says, give a shout-out to Michael Doolittle. He's the new shrimp counter at the Rigolets Marina, and now he wants a bait boat. Well, let me tell you something about that shrimp counter job. That is, can be very stressful. You know, you're trying to dip live shrimp that are trying to escape. You got to keep count on them, put them in somebody's bucket, and 6 people are asking you questions around you. It's a high-pressure position, believe it or not, shrimp counting. All right, going to get back to some more of these texts and a freshwater fishing report. But first, we got to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're hearing from my friend David Hubble, Hubble's Hearth. He says, good morning, Don. I'm preparing for my outdoors task today. He's judging a gumbo cook-off. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. Any judging advice? Well, having judged many gumbo competitions, the one most important piece of advice I can give you, 2 things. Number 1, go hungry. Number 2, in between tastings, make sure you got a good bottle of water. Nothing else, just water to kind of cleanse the palate and rinse it out. They all kind of have a tendency to taste a little bit the same if you don't do that. Where is that cook-off at, by the way, David? Let us know. The Frog Lawyer, he's getting ready to launch down in Fouchon. They're going to have a very windy Bayou Coast Kayak Championship, and we'll talk to Brendan Bayard more about that. Lafitte LT is checking in. He's got cousins down from Alaska fishing from his house. They are catching catfish, drum, and sheephead. They took the 10-year-old and put him on some reds and catfish. It's wonderful to see these kids smile so much while enjoying fishing. Yeah, they come from a state with some excellent fishing going on there. And let's see, we got this one. Says, at last check, there was no flooded Green Tree Reservoir in Buff WMA this year. According to Mitch McGee, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, there's a broken pump and a lack of initiative to fix it, apparently. It's a shame. Can be some good hunting up there on occasion. All right, let me get to that Sockelet report, if I can pull that up. We got that from our friend Blaine Salter this morning. And he said they set a record on Lake Verrett for this tournament series that they have. And everybody got out there, and the report is really encouraging because there was a lot of fear that the hurricane had a huge fish kill. There was a lot of fish. Pictures were being sent to me. But evidently most of those fish were either the highly predator fish or the fish that, like the basically freshwater drum, buffalo, carp, those type of fish. There were some Sockelet, but evidently there's still a lot of them there because this tournament had fantastic turnout. The technique, all of the fish were caught in the main lake, and guess where they were caught? On new laydown that the hurricane produced in 5 feet of water, and a tree outside the edges of the main line. So many big ones are going to be there. So Mother Nature actually gave us something out of a hurricane, some new structure. No live scope even needed as fish those blowdowns. The jigs of choice were dark blue and a short tail by Crappy Max. A standard blue and white sparkle tipped with niblets. First place lake record, 12.12 pounds. That was a 7 fish stringer turned in by Tim Hebert and Andre Smith. They also had the big fish at 1.96, a record total weight on Lake Verrett. So what that tells me is if you're not going to be hunting, get down there and get in on some of that great freshwater activity. Lake Verrett is alive and well, according to that tournament, to set a new record on it. Also got some other reports from Tickfaw River, kind of similar. Where's Frank? Frankie, are you listening to the king of the Tickfaw, Frankie Dunois? Have you been over there on the Tickfaw catching them? I know you've been doing a lot of saltwater fishing, but you may be overlooking some really good fishing that's taking place there right now. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to head on over to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Kirk Stansel. I know they probably, I don't know if they have any youths hunting over there or not today. We'll check out because he's in the West Zone. Also get a fishing report for you if you're going to be fishing Calcasieu, Cameron, and the parishes out there in southwest Louisiana. He's our contact, and he's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head out to Hackberry Rod and Gun to speak to the one and only Captain Kirk down at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And, Kirk, I got a text saying they have a hunting trip booked with you on November 30th. Lucky them, huh?
That's right. I get. Who is that?
Didn't give me a name. It's just text number 1192. Maybe they'll text me back with the name, and they're looking forward to getting down there with you, hunting with you guys. You got any kids hunting down there today on the youth hunt?
We do. We had probably about, about 10 or 12. I mean, they
really?
Were running all over the place in here this morning. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, is it going to be a cast and blast?
One group is a cast and blast, the rest of them are just blasted.
What are they going to find out there in the marsh? What type of ducks have y'all been seeing?
I tell you, not a lot of big ducks, Don. It's been mostly blue wings. I mean, we finally got some blue wings in here. You know, our kill season was pretty tough, but now we have a bunch of blue wings around. So, you know, there's a few big ducks showing up. It's a dadgum hunt. We haven't had any fronts or anything. I'm guessing that's why they aren't here yet. You know, it kind of reminds me of two or three years ago where the ducks didn't really show up till the third week of November.
Yeah. Well, teal should keep them busy. Hopefully it will. And I've got to remind everybody that the model duck season, you know, that's off for the first 15 days of the split. It's kind of crazy, but got to make sure you pull up on those model ducks and don't make any mistakes, especially
right.
with the kids. You know, good that they have adult supervisors there. Your guide's all very familiar with it. Let's talk a little bit about the fishing. Has that wind been bothering you guys last few days like it has most of the coast?
It did, but we had we had some really good fishing. It's been good. We've been, you know, when it gets too windy, we get in the marsh. The trout are there, and when it's calm, we, you know, get out in the lake. And, I mean, yesterday we had trips in the morning and afternoon, and we had one boat that didn't limit out of all the boats that went out.
Wow, that's phenomenal fishing. That is some really prime time fall fishing.
Yeah, and the size of the trout has picked up and gotten better. It's October fishing is here. It's finally got good. Of course, I think we'll do good today. The wind's not up too bad, but tomorrow and Monday looks like it's going to howl. So that's going to make it tough.
Gotcha. All right, well, I got the person that's got the trip with you. He's taking his nephew. His name is Lafitte LT. And I met Lafitte LT. Good guy. You're going to enjoy it. Y'all going to have a good time.
All right. I look forward to it.
Well, let's get back to the fishing. I guess the flounders are jumping in the boat because that's closed till the end of the month now.
Well, you know, we're not even going after them.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year, to target them, you know, you get up down that ship channel and they got spots because they're migrating, moving out, and you can just wear them out. So we're not doing that. We're staying away from that and just chasing trout and redfish. And, you know, it's that dadgum, a lot of fish have been caught on that marker 54 glide shrimp.
I was just getting ready to ask you if that had made it down there to Hackberry yet. That thing is taking
off. Yeah, it's really, really been a good bait. I mean, that's when I on my trips, you know, I don't throw a lot of bait, let the customers throw that, and I throw that glide shrimp, and it does probably better because you don't have to rebait when you miss the fish.
I hear it's a tough bait, too, and how do you work it? Do you fish it under a cork? Do you slow roll on the bottom?
Either way, you
can
tie. No. It comes with a hook already rigged. You know, it's a weight in the body. It's balanced real well, and it swims through the water. You know, you want to work it, you know, under a popping cork. I just reel it real slow, just every now and pop it. I don't get aggressive like I do if I have a jig under a popping cork. Mm-hmm. And then so same thing if you tightline it without the cork. Just throw it out there and just reel it slow, and just every now and then give it a little twitch.
Like a little pickup like a shrimp does, kind of a little soft pop.
Right.
What's your favorite color on that bait?
It's a natural color, and it's got a little chartreuse on the tail. That's the one I like the best.
Mm-hmm. The marker 54, interesting name, too.
Yeah, I know. It is an interesting name.
And it's got to be a story behind it. We'll try to find out one day what it is. Well, Kirk, what else is going on down there?
Man, just living the life.
You know? Yeah.
hunting and fishing, you know, and it's been, it hadn't been, it's been catching, not fishing here lately. You know, it's been a long, tough year for us with all the wind, fresh water that we've had all year. But, you know, for the last 2 weeks, the trout fishing has gotten good. The size has picked up. If it stays warm like this, this could go into December, into late December.
Yeah, well, we don't. If it doesn't stay warm, that means good cold weather for the waterfowl. So either way, we got it covered.
That's right.
Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys down there, and I would invite them to catch your weekly reports. Is that, that's Tuesday you come on, right, on live Facebook?
Yeah, on Tuesdays I do a Facebook Live at 6 o'clock.
And how do they access that?
I guess Facebook. I don't know.
Just do it.
Buddy hooks that up, and I know on my phone I push two buttons and I'm there.
Just go to Hackberry Rod and Gun, search him on Facebook, and he'll pop up. Now, you also got a camera on the cleaning dock that's a spy cam where they can check out what's being brought in. And, you know, of course, you got the old telephone number. He'll give you a call. You'd be glad to give him a report.
Yeah, I mean, we have a toll-free number, too, and that's 888-762-3391, and our website is Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com.
All right, if somebody wants to do like Lafitte LT did and book a trip on the upcoming waterfowl season, what kind of openings have you got? Have you still got any weekends left, first and second split?
Yeah, we've got a few, not the first weekend or the second weekend. Those are completely booked, but you know, we got scattered stuff during the week, and then I think the third weekend, which is right after Thanksgiving, we have some availability.
All righty. We'll be talking to you between now and then, Kirk. You guys try to have fun down there.
All right. Well, thank you. Good talking to you, Don.
As always. There he goes, Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel. All right. We come back after this. We head to Grand Isle. Been windy and breezy down there. We'll find out. There's still people catching fish despite the wind. And we'll find out what Captain Darrell Carpenter's been up to next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right. Let's get to Darrell Carpenter down at realscreamers.com in Grand Isle and get a little fishing report. Darrell, how bad has the wind and the breezy stuff been there, you guys, this week?
Yeah, Don, it's still a little bit sketchy this morning. I mean, it's going to take probably, what, a couple of days for this thing to calm down or whatever, you know, see what it does. But, you know, hey, we had some good weather last week, and we're going to have some good weather coming again. I do want to confirm with you, and I know I know better than to do it, but in our parting words last week, I said something about the gnats hadn't shown up yet. Well, I knew better. Yeah. As soon as that wind laid down this past week, they were there to remind me I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful because those gnats listen to this radio show.
Yeah. But Don, over the past week, and it'll continue. I mean, you know, we're in that fall period where we've got to watch the weather and everything else, and we're going to have these momentary upsets. But last week did start a little bit of another transition, I believe you could say, because the fishing was up and down, up and down. It wasn't great. It wasn't on fire. I mean, everything's just moving around too much. But the other species started showing up. I can't say, look, they're ganged up yet, and just get you a bag of shrimp and let's go. But the sheephead started to, you know, they started to show up. The puppy drum started. It just looks like everything. It looks like they're starting to group together, because it was more than just one here, one there. When you hit the right spot, there was four or five sheephead. Then there was, you know, a couple of puppy drum, and you know, the white trout are starting to really gang up. So you can tell we're getting a little bit deeper into the fall season because those other species are starting to show up. So you've got a little more diversity now whenever you've got to go looking for something.
Very good. So what's the bait situation down there in Grand Isle? You know, this time of the year, it kind of gets a little tough to find bait sometimes.
And it can be. The majority of the bait shops, you know, during the summer, they put up enough frozen shrimp so that you'll have frozen shrimp, you know, during this time of the year. Sometimes fresh is hard to find. Sometimes live is hard to find. But any of the bait shops should have plenty of frozen shrimp tucked away in the freezer ready for the wintertime.
Darrell, you know, this week the Coastal Conservation Association, along with the sponsor Chevron, put down another one of those reefs, artificial reef, this one at South Tim 63. What can you tell me about that location? You're one of the guys that know the inshore and offshore because you've done both out of there. How far of a run is that, and what kind of fish would you expect to show up on that reef?
South Tim 63 was probably, it was less than 20-mile run. It's got some really nice areas. That used to be what they, what we call the old hydrogen sulfide field, because all the rigs were hydrogen sulfide. It's, if I remember right, it's about 120, 130 feet deep. It was always known to be loaded down with red snapper, but they were, they were usually smaller simply because it wasn't all that deep. But keeper red snapper. It was, Don, you know the field, because that was where I remember you were using white hair jigs and we were catching mangroves at the South Tim 60 reefs. Mangrove snapper and something about the area, it always held a few lane snappers. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice, it should be a nice wreck.
Yeah, well, of course, not having the leg structures, I don't know how well those reefs do on mangroves, but I would imagine they would do well, because if it attracts, you know, the bait fish, it's going to bring in the predator fish of all types.
Right, Don. And just south of where they put that reef is another reef. And I can remember you and I being on an offshore trip and you breaking out some little hair jigs. And sure enough, we were catching, and it was it was not a vertical reef we were fishing, but I can remember you catching some pretty nice mangroves on that. So that area is known, to hold a lot of mangroves. So it's quite possible that reef's going to hold a lot.
Well, I'm going to have to dig around in my tackle war chest there and see if I can locate those little white hair jigs again. Those things were fun to fish, I can tell you that.
Yes, sir. Yes, well, sir, they work. They work pretty good.
Anything else you can tell us, Darrell, for people that might be headed down there?
Nah, Don. I mean, other than we're getting into our typical, you know, fall and winter, if you come, bring something to keep yourself occupied. There's not a whole lot other than serenity on Grand Isle this time of the year. But, it's nice and peaceful, and when the weather cooperates, where else would you go?
Yep. And don't mention those GNATS, please.
No, they're there, though. They're there.
They all. You wonder where they go, except doing their prime. Where do they go in the off season?
You are correct.
Darrell, tell people how to get you. You're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got a link directly to you, but if they want to go straight to your website or call you, tell them how to do it.
You're right, Don. It's RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right. Have a great weekend, Darrell, and we will talk with you next week. Same place, same time.
You too, Don. God, have a good day.
All right, there he goes, Darrell Carpenter. Real, and you can do it either way, R-E-A-L or R-E-E-L, screamers.com. All right, coming up after the top of the hour break, we're going to be joined by a guy who is nicknamed the Monster. And I'll give you a little hint, Tigers in the Wild. Maybe you know who I'm talking about. You'll hear from him. You're also going to hear the performance from a young lady named Emmy Taylor-Vallo. She wanted to go hunting, and she recorded a song about it. We're going to play the song for you, and then I want you to invite you to review the song. Text me your thoughts and your comments, and we'll pass them along to her next weekend, because she'll be joining us to talk about her career, her young career, and her production, and how she came about singing that song and the reason for it. It's got a great little message, and I'll invite you to listen to that. We also got more fishing reports coming, and the Trophy Hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein on this Halloween weekend. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. His story is also on tap. And your text message is 504-260-1870. We're back after this break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into hour number two. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get back to our fishing reports, our bad boy story, and outside, we'll talk to Stephen Munster Milam of LSU fame about his alligator hunt. But right now, I want you to listen to this performance by Emmy Vallow called I Wanna Hunt, which was written by Dr. Zappardo for her because that's exactly what she wanted to do. Here it is. I Wanna Hunt.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? I wanna hunt. I like deer sausage, put it in a hot dog bun. Put a little mustard on it, yum, yum. I don't care if it's a doe. Near my tree stand, they're out of luck. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. Catch a big mouth bass or a sockeye. To heck with school, let's do this every day. Papa, I need you to hear me through. Make me grow up just like you. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. I wanna hunt.
Deer meat is low fat and delicious. Organic and nutritious.
Well, some might say that it ain't fair. God gave us dominion over the birds in the air and all the beasts in the field. That's why I wanna shoot my next meal. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi.
All right, that is Emmy Vallow, and you'll be hearing from her next week. Very young lady, got a lot of talent, and she wanted to go hunting and ended up singing a song about it. So if you got some comments or thoughts on her performance, we'd like to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Getting back to some of the text messages that come in. Let's see. We've got a question about, we'll talk to Ryan Lambert a little bit later on. And one of our listeners picked up some of those slimy slugs we were talking about, and he wanted to know what was his favorite color. I'll ask him that. And my favorite color was a green. It wasn't a chartreuse. It was kind of a darkish green, not really a lime or light-colored green. I don't know how to describe. Maybe a forest green color. We'll find out what Ryan's favorite color was, too. Also, we got an answer from David Hubble. The gumbo cook-off today is in Orange Beach, Alabama. And, David, I want you to tell me, you know, you're kind of like me. You got one leg in Alabama and one leg in Louisiana. Tell me if there's any major differences you find between Louisiana gumbo and Alabama cooked gumbo. And we also got an answer on the yaw-yaw fish. And as I thought, it was a hardhead catfish because that's kind of the sound they make when you unhook them. The old-timers refer to them as a yaw-yaw fish. All right, 504-260-1870, and I got this one. Have you ever encountered any scary moments hunting bears? Well, I've never hunted bears, but I had several encounters in Alaska. One in particular was pretty scary. It's a little bit long story, and maybe when we get to the opening week of hunting season, we have a bear hunting season coming up in Louisiana next month in December. I'll take some time and tell you that scary story of my one of my brown bear excursions up in Alaska. All right, again, it's 504-260-187. If you want to get a text message in, we got fishing reports coming up from Captain Mike Gallo. Paddler's report, Brendan Bayard. They got the BCKFC Championship coming up. And, of course, Ryan Lambert. He could be duck hunting for the youth hunt. And you're going to hear from Stephen Munster Milam, second base star for the LSU baseball team. He and Jared Jones accompanied us on a couple of hunts. We went quail hunting. But this week, featured on a Tigers in the Wild episode on Bayou Wild TV, Stephen and Jared go after gators with Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll talk to him all about that. Stick around. Got a lot more to go in the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO, including all the privileges you get on a $249 per year membership, includes 24/7 expert service nationwide, no matter where your boat is. It's free towing, fuel delivery, jump starts for electrical problems. They will tow you dock to dock, whatever it takes to get you back to safety. Also, you can qualify for discounts on purchasing fuel and lodging and a whole lot more from their Advantage Network partners. There's a lot of benefits. You can see them all by going online to CETO.com. You can also sign up directly there. Or if you prefer to call Captain Chris, he's one phone call away. It's 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545. And Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, how bad has the wind given you? What kind of problems did it give you the past couple of days? It got pretty breezy out there.
Yeah, Don, the wind, you know, obviously provides us with some challenges. Fortunately, the intercoastal waterway is protected water. It's had a lot of shrimp in it, and it's had a fair amount of birds in it. And several times this week, while traveling the intercoastal, we came across birds. And you might have to catch 30 to keep 8 or 10, but that's really not a bad ratio compared to what we've been dealing with a little bit earlier in the year. So that's a good area to go. Our winds have been southeasterly, so the eastern shorelines of Lake Bourne and Lake Catherine, intercoastal waterway, if you choose to go down towards the Mystico, a lot of that is protected as well. So you still have quite a few options. As usual, you want to find clean moving water with bait fish. So the leeward side is going to provide you clean water. Once we got away from that neap tide, we had good water movement. And the birds are obviously showing you not only where there's birds, but where there's fish. So that's been sort of our MO here recently. There's also some redfish under the birds in Lake Pontchartrain. Most of those are adults and too big, but they do provide good fun to catch, take a photo of them, revive them, and release them.
Yeah, this is a little early for that to occur. That's a phenomenon that usually happens every year. Those big reds come in the Pontchartrain, and you can spot them while the birds flocks over, feeding over the top of them. But it's usually a little bit later in the year. But if you want to get in and get your line stretched, that's a great way to do it. Mike, a lot of people still asking, World Series trout, are they getting bigger, getting better? What's happened at the bridges? Or has it been a little too windy to even venture out on those Highway 11 and trestle bridges?
Hadn't fished the bridges because of the wind. We did pick up a trout that was about 20 inches in the intercoastal waterway earlier in the week, a nice fat trout. Had several in the 16 to 18-inch range. So it's a slow progression. I think with the warmer water temperatures, a lot of fish have not stacked up on those bridges as of yet. There's still a lot of shrimp in the area. When the water temperatures cool down some, and the shrimp leave the area, if we get enough cold for that to happen, then those trout will settle in on those bridges. They'll be a little easier for us to pick off because they're in one area.
You know, Mike, changing weather patterns and seasons of the year and wind direction, all of that, computes into to trying to figure out what to take advantage of at what time of the year. You know, one of the things this time I always think about is at the mouths of the freshwater bayous and rivers that pour into Lake Vaughan and Lake Pontchartrain, like the Pearl and Bayou Liberty and some of the others. What happens is it gets a little saltier in the saltwater bays and bodies of larger bodies. Those fish move in and they catch a lot of that bait that's coming down out of those rivers. Have you been up into any of the rivers or at the mouth of them? And if you have, or any of you guys, what have they found?
I fished in the Pearl a couple of times, and it just wasn't as consistent as what I found heading more south down the Intercoastal Waterway toward the wall. We did catch a few fish, but just not enough to make a day of it. You know, when it's 10 o'clock and you got, say, four in the box, it's time to burn some fuel and head to where more productive grounds are. So I think the same thing about the Pearl. When it gets a little cooler, we get those water temperatures in the mid-60s or lower, the Pearl seems to turn on, the bridges seem to do better, and our water temperatures are still in the mid to upper 70s. So it'll happen. It'll just take a while.
And Mike, you know, the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge is located basically right across the street from the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge, which does allow waterfowl hunting. Now, that's in the east zone, so that's not going to get anything open till next weekend when the youth season opens up, and you can expect to hear some shotgun blast going off. Have you noticed any birds? Boy, when you and I went to do the Dutch's Corner designation, I just did not see many birds in that area.
I've seen very few, and the ones that I did see were flying so high I couldn't tell whether they were big birds or small birds, and that's about the extent of my knowledge when it comes to identifying ducks. I know that the teal are smaller and generally fly close to the grass, but the birds that I saw were pretty high up. Now, I have no idea what they were.
Yeah, it could have been migrating birds. Well, Mike, if people want to get in touch with you and book a fall fishing trip, got that all coming up. You know, holidays, kids are going to be out of school, and I do recommend you as one of the many guides that are really good with kids, because not only do you help them catch fish, you give them some instruction to where they actually learn to fish. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Don, very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is aaofla.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope the phone rings off the hook for you, Captain Mike, and we will talk with you next week.
We got plenty of good captains. If the phone rings off the hook, we'll take care of everybody.
I know you do. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Coming back after this, it's time for you paddlers. Boy, they got a big tournament, a championship for the Bayou Coast Kayak Club going on down at Fouchon this morning. Brendan Bayard will join us to talk more about that and give you all the information you need to get out and catch some of the big ones on the out of the kayaks. Brendan Bayard's next with our paddler report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our stroker/paddler's report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You head for No Wake Outfitters this coming Tuesday after you vote. That's November the 5th for its first monthly Tackle Tuesday. Every month, they're going to be running a special on conventional tackle. This Tuesday, specials for Daiwa reels. Buy any rod, and you get 25% off a Daiwa reel to match it. In addition, you get 10% off all conventional tackle, including the local favorites like those Four Horsemen corks and the Death Grip jig heads. And as well, you can get a curated selection of Spooks, Miradines, Gulp, and Fat Boys. Where? That's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. You can stop by there a little later on this morning. That's No Wake Outfitters, Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, there's a lot of guys competing in the Bayou Coast Tournament Series Championship. 32 qualified anglers. What did they do to get there, and are you one of them?
Yes, sir. I'm over here. We got a nice stiff east wind that we're all paddling out in the dark to, and we're just trying to all get into our positions before the real fishing starts. But a lot of guys came out yesterday and caught a lot of fish, so it looks good despite the high winds we got.
This is a catch, photo, and release event. Tell us how that works.
Catch, photo, and release event works where you have a marker, and it could be, it's just, you could put it on a piece of paper, you could write it on your hand with a marker out or anything like that, and then you take a picture of your fish on a approved measuring device, where the mouth of the fish is butted up against a 90 degree at the front, and then the tail falls where it does on the back end of that. You take a picture of that, upload it into an app. In our case, it's Turning X app. And they qualify you against each other with how many inches you are throughout the day. So, you know, we got three trout, two reds, and a flounder. So maybe if somebody gets 100 inches, 110 inches throughout the day, and we'll jockey for the top places throughout the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to think. It's going to take about 100 inches and maybe a little less because of the wind if it gets any worse over there, too. Exactly where is the weigh-in or the check-in going to be if people want to stop by there and find out all about Fishing Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Tournament Series?
We are up at the pavilion. Well, there's no pavilion there anymore after Ida, but over at the where the pavilion used to be at the Fushan Public Launch. Right there at the end of the road where before you know, the old beach bridge, right there on the left. And there's a lot of us out here, and we'll be cooking, food after the event. So if you're in the area, stop by, get one of us and learn about the club.
And what time will that weigh-in and party be?
That'll be between 3 and 4. I think everybody has to be back to the launch by 3:30. But, you know, people will be showing up, you know, an hour before then. And, you know, you have to stop fishing at 2. They're just giving you a little bit of time to get back and upload your pictures to the app.
Brendan, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're pedaling out there and you're competing in the tournament. But if you could, have you ever fished Lake Verret? I got a great report on the Sakalea really turned on there. And if kayakers want to go there, you got any tips or landing spots where they might want to put in over there by Attakapau Landing or some of the other outlets by the Lake Verret area?
My son is going there in a couple of weeks, so I don't know any firsthand knowledge recently, but I will maybe get with him after that and let you know.
That sounds great. Good luck on the tournament, Brendan. We'll be looking for you in the winner's circle.
All right. Thank you, Don. Take care.
Right, there he goes, Brendan Bayard. Next week, we'll be talking to Eric Mohabarak, who celebrated a birthday last week, and that was made public by David Hubble, who says he's going to research the differences between an Alabama gumbo and a Louisiana gumbo because he's doing some judging over there at Orange Beach. All right, we also got Pickle from Ponchatoula. He wants to know how the fishing is around Happy Jack. Well, that's part of Ryan Lambert's territory. He's coming up shortly. We'll check with him. Captain Ross L. says the fishing has been fantastic down there. Nice reds and trout. And also, we're hearing from the king of the tickfaw, Frankie. He says he hadn't been on the tickfaw because of the high winds. And he's got his first batch of that famous Frankie's Hoghead Cheese. It's at Morton's Restaurant in Madisonville. You might want to stop by there until it runs out. Boy, it's some of the best. It is the best Hoghead Cheese I've ever experienced. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. And we got what I'm calling a big game trophy hunter answer to Dr. Frankenstein on this Halloween weekend. His story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And want to remind you, going on right now is the Sunshine John Deere LSU Gator Giveaway to support 4-H and FFA. This has been going on since April. It will wrap up in just a couple of weeks. Sunday, November the 17th at 11:59, they'll be doing a drawing for the LSU Gator Giveaway. And if you haven't seen it, it's a purple and gold John Deere Gator. Fine-looking machine. I actually got to ride in it, and, boy, would love to own it. If you can get it for a $20 ticket, that's the 2024 LSU Gator Giveaway. Benefits the Louisiana FFA and 4-H. You can win it at the LSU home game. So check it out. It's on Facebook page. Just go to Sunshine Equipment and look for the Gator Giveaway. All right, we come back after this quick station identification pause. Going to tell you about what I'm calling a big game trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein. We get sometimes some very unusual and unique stories to tell about our bad boys, and one of those is today, certainly no exception. So we'll do that right after we let our local stations identify themselves, where you're listening along the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, today's bad boys of the outdoor story began about 5 years ago when in October of 2019, what I'm calling the trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein, Arthur Shubarth paid a hunting guide $400 for the testicles of a trophy-sized Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep that had been harvested in Montana, then extracted and sold the semen, attempting to create superior hybrid sheep for trophy hunting in Texas. Now, sheep breeds that are not allowed in Montana were brought into the state as part of his conspiracy, including 43 sheep from Texas. Now, Shubarth pleaded guilty in March to charges that he and five other people conspired to use tissue from a Marco Polo sheep, illegally brought into the U.S., to clone that animal and then use the clone and its descendants to create a larger hybrid species of sheep that would be more valuable for those captive hunting operations. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor Sarah Brown had asked that Shubarth be sentenced to prison, saying his illegal breeding operation was widespread, involved other states, and endangered the health of other wildlife. The crime involved forethought, was complex, and involved many illegal acts, according to prosecutor Brown. Now, earlier this month, U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris said he struggled to come up with a sentence for Shubarth. He said he weighed Shubarth's old age and lack of a criminal record with a sentence that would deter anyone else from trying to change the genetic makeup of the creatures on the earth, and handed down $24,000 in fines and 6 months in a Federal Bureau of Prisons medical facility to 81-year-old Arthur Jack Shubarth of Vaughan, Montana, their Dr. Frankenstein and our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, that kind of brings back the memories of another bad boy we had that was doing the same thing. He was creating hybrid Osceola turkeys down in Florida so he could charge a lot of money. Basically, guys were coming in there thinking they were hunting wild Osceolas to complete their grand slam, and they were shooting what amounted to nothing more than a domesticated, tame turkey. Okay, don't mess with wildlife. They'll come down hard on you. Arthur Shubarth said in quote after he was sentenced that pretty much ruined his life, never be able to pay back the fines, and kind of ruined his life. Well, he did it on his own. I want to remind you, Bad Boys of the Outdoors is a presentation in part by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. Great group of guys and girls. They're a nonprofit group. They do a lot of good. They have scholarship funds, and when their members are in need, they use those funds for their members. And what you can get is some T-shirts and koozies and hats and sweatshirts. And in doing that, you'll be supporting your local agents who protect our precious natural resources. You go to their website, lwaa.org. That's support, lwaa.org. All right, got some more text messages coming in, and let's see, we got an announcement to make about, well, we told you about the Hoghead Cheese going to be at Morton's in Madisonville, and let's see, we had some, this is what I wanted to get to, a Russell fish, R-U-S-S-E-L. Have you, anyone out there ever heard of a Russell fish? I got a question about what it is, and followed it up and said, somebody said it was a freshwater redfish. And I'm thinking maybe a gasbagoo, freshwater drum, but where it got the name Russell. And they said it came from one of our famous chefs, Alex Patu. So I'm not sure. If anybody knows what a Russell fish is or how it's got its name, please let us know. We'd love to find out. All right, 504-260-1870. That is our text line if you want to shoot us a message. If you had a good fishing report, a hunting report, we'd love to share it with our audience, and that's how we can do it. All right, coming up right after this break, we're going to be joined by Captain Ryan Lambert, the owner-operator of Cajun Fishing Adventures down in Plaquemines Parish. He'll be followed up with an interview from LSU star second baseman Stephen the Monster Milam. He and Jared Jones made a trip with Captain Ryan to harvest some gators down in Plaquemines Parish. You can see how that turned out by watching this week's Bayou Wild TV episode. And if you don't know where to find that, look it up, bayouwildtv.com. All of the stations and times and networks are listed there, and also you can always catch it on YouTube. But we'll tell you what you're going to see, a little sneak preview of that, and a fishing report from Ryan is next on the Outdoors with Don W. Radio Network. And the Plastic Man this time of year has been known to go into the phone booth and come out as the Man of Steel, steel shot, because waterfowl season is here, at least for the youths it is in the West Zone, and next week it'll be good for everybody. Captain Ryan, you guys ready for the duck season?
Yeah, I got a couple of blinds working the jigs today, and I'm fishing the next 5 days or so. So I'll let them handle that. There's some birds down, though.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it's great news. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of teal still around and, you know, some of those other early.
No, there's a lot of big ducks. I'm surprised because we hadn't had any weather at all, but there's a lot of big ducks.
Well, good. We'll be listening next week and tell us how the kids made out there on some of them. I'm sure it'll be their first hunts. Yeah, fishing's been good down there. You know, I had a listener texted me, said he took your advice, and he went out and he finds some slimy sugs, and he wanted to know what was your favorite color.
You know, my favorite color was something they messed up on. And they messed up on the color, and it ended up kind of a chartreuse shad-looking color. They sent me 11,000 of them because they didn't want to sell them. Fool me.
Yeah, I used it was kind of like an olive green, maybe.
It was kind of a short fruit and had a little cream streak in it. They messed them up, but, boy, I was so glad they did because they sent me the whole load.
Yeah. Well,
I used them for a long time. But, you know, I like there's a trout, rainbow trout, that's really good. Red shad's really good. Like I say, I only break them out when I want to catch the big girls. But they got a lot of nice trout around right now, too. But, man, you can't keep a 2 over 20 inches. You know, you don't want to target them too much because then you're throwing them back. And I don't like, you know, catch and release on trout if I can help it.
Yeah, exactly. So what sides of the river you guys been working, you guys and girl
both
guides
sides,
down there?
Both sides. Probably 10 boats going east today and maybe 2 or 3 going west. There's a lot of boats today, and I don't want to get in that. Everybody's got boats today, so it's gonna be quite the show out there today.
What kind of conditions are y'all getting?
It's nice right now. The wind's blowing a little harder than it seems here at the lodge, but I'm going anyhow. It's gonna be southeast. Now Monday we're really gonna catch it, gust of 30 out the southeast. I'll probably go down river that day and get behind some stuff, get in some cracks. You know, that's the good thing about being here. You always got something you could do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As far as the guys that are going to be hunting, I guess the wind's going to be in their favor this morning.
Southeast, you know, we have blinds set up for everything, you know. So, you know, if it comes up today and tomorrow, then it'll be good. But, you know, the ducks are unmolested right now, so they'll be all right. You know, just let the kids have a good time and come back and go do some fishing.
How many model ducks you think are going to be killed by mistake this morning?
Well, if they had the right guide, there shouldn't be any.
Right, but you know how other people
that's
are.
That's only guide.
Yeah, if they got the word out.
They got
you know?
The word out.
Use of hunting with just the use, well, that's a different story. But all of my people with guides, so if there's a model duck killed, well, some guide will be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering about, you know, the average hunter that's going out there and they have no idea that, you know, we got a 15-day moratorium on model ducks. You know, the
duck, the model ducks are just 15 days we can't kill them. Well, 22 days counting if you count the youth, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, coming up right after you, I got Steven the Monster Milam coming on. He and Jared Jones came down there and killed a couple of nice 10-foot gators down there. So, you know.
I looked at that trailer you put out. You can see the fear in Steve's face. That alligator hit him going, huh?
Somebody told him, take a breath.
Yeah, that big gator was trying to tear the boat apart.
Yeah,
that was funny. I like that.
That gator was not happy, but that was an experience he'll never forget, that's for sure.
I think not. It was good. It's always good to get people out on something that they haven't done before, huh?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Leslie Charleville, what she does with that guy Otaku, you know, the old Japanese art.
She does a great job. Huh? Such a nice lady, too.
Yeah, and that's...
Man, I can't wait to see mine. She's going to frame it. That's going to be nice, big old 10-footer hanging in the lodge like that. All spread out. That's going to be a nice thing.
That's tedious work to paint that whole alligator, and she painted it purple in honor of LSU and then put the material over the top of it and got the imprint of it and made a shroud, basically, of the alligator. She does that with all types of fish, too.
Wow. She's talented. She's good at what she does.
Yeah, she did a red snapper for me. It really came out nice.
Well, I sure love this time of year, buddy. It's kind of muggy and hot today, though. And I don't see a front coming in sight.
No, it doesn't look like we got one coming. We're going to be stuck with this. But at least that rain that we had, the little bit of rain we had, got through. And I don't think they expect any rain for several days.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. We just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Because God sent us something different.
So you said you're on the east side or you're on the west side this morning?
I'm in my boat shed talking to you, and as soon as we hang up the phone, I'll be on the west side.
All right.
I just bringing a rod, getting it ready, and I figured I got to do the radio show, go fight the launch and put her in there and get with it.
All right, well.
It's nice right now.
It's just a day in the life.
Catch some bulls.
Just a day in the life of Ryan Lambert, you know?
Yeah, I got some old customers today, too, from Shreveport.
Well, Gary Jones,
that man saved my house bill when I was a young man many a time.
And you mean long-standing customers or aged
long-standing
customers?
Well, both. He's old and I'm old. I was old now, but he's been fishing with me for 30, 40 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's like fishing with friends.
Yeah, and then when they bring their son, Uncle Christopher, when they were a young man in fifth grade when they started, now they... Nah, you got kids, they old, got beards and all.
Yeah, well, that's time goes on. Well, look, I'm going to let you get to work down there. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking to Steven Monster Milam about his alligator hunt in just a few minutes, and we'll invite people to watch
it
on
the hello.
All right, somebody wants to get you, give them that phone number.
Oh, yeah, they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll make it happen.
All righty. We'll talk next week.
Buddy.
Have
yeah,
a good
buddy.
One. There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, you never know where he's going to pop up. All right, we come back after this. He'll join us. I'm talking about LSU second baseman, the star of the LSU team, one of them many, Steven Monster Milam, talking about his alligator hunt. You'll see on Bayou Wild TV on a Tigers in the Wild episode. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we are hoping to get a hold of Steven Monster Milam. I know he told me he had a practice game coming up today. Maybe he's got something he had to get done this morning. But anyway, hopefully we'll get him because we want to do this Tigers in the Wild preview. It's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And if you haven't watched it yet, you can catch it on YouTube or any of our local stations. You just go to BayouWildTV.com. You'll find all the channels there where it's listed, what cities and what time it airs on what channels. And if none of that works, you go to YouTube and you can pull it up and watch Jared Jones, who is the first baseman, and Steven, the Monster is his nickname, Milam, second baseman. Out with us were Captain Ryan Lambert, myself, and Chris LeCocq, our cameraman, Lance Burgess, and a guy named Blimp. he might be the star of the show. But we landed a couple of 10-footers, and it was very exciting. And a little guy from Mexico named Monster, he met another monster, and I think you'll enjoy watching that. In fact, those Tigers in the Wild episodes, we've aired several of them. We really enjoyed working with LSU athletes. We've had gymnasts. We've had volleyball players, baseball, football players, and hopefully we'll continue on another season of that coming up in 2025. We've got a few features that have yet to air. Those same two guys, Jared and Steven, we took on a quail hunt out to Crane Creek, and they got introduced to some fast-flying, fast-flushing birds, and we captured the excitement of that, so I hope you can catch that too. All right, a couple things I wanted to mention. Number one, I got some reports coming in on the from the Scales and Tails Campground. That's down at PAC, Point of Shen. From Mike down there, and he says he hears some shotguns going off, so I guess the kids are out there duck hunting near him. He said they're trying to get a few reds. The wind, hopefully not going to be too bad. A lot of trips got canceled yesterday with that wind down at Point of Shen, but it's not quite as bad today, so hopefully they'll get those trips in, and we thank Mike. He's down there. Say hello to him. Scales and Tails Campground. That's down at Point of Shen, one of the real popular places for kayakers. All right, let's see. We got this one says, there's multiple matches of Russell fish, including a species of carfish. I guess he meant garfish, and a species of snapper. I'm not familiar with the Russell fish. I'm not sure about that. All right, we got Tensaw Tom checking in. He's leaving Shell Beach, Campos Marina. Great people. They caught tons of trout, had to work for the big ones, but managed to catch the limit each day. Heading home to fish the Mobile Tensaw Delta now. Those gnats in Shell Beach are hungry, and oh my gosh, they were bad. Yeah, if you get a bad gnat day, I don't think, you know, there's a lot of good things about Shell Beach, but it has got to be one of the worst places in the world for gnats when they are on. And my go-to is a product called Amber Romance. It was never intended to be an insect repellent, but it works by far better than anything I've ever had. You buy it at, what is the name of that place that sells the ladies' products, the perfumes and body lotions and stuff? Victoria's Secret. Thank you, Cullen. I don't go there very often, so I don't really know the name. But when they see a guy with a fishing shirt and a hat walk in, they tell me they know what he's looking for. Amber Romance. Comes in either spray or a lotion. Just be careful if you're using live bait, cockahoe minnows or shrimp. If you get that on your hands and you dip it into your live well, it's going to wash off and could kill your live bait. So definitely use a dip net if you're going to be using Amber Romance or really any insecticide. A lot of people don't realize that's what happens to a lot of their bait when they're trying to deal with insect repellent at the same time. All right, we got someone wants to know, when is the youth weekend for duck season? Hello, I'm Hello Hannah. I would like to bring my grandkids one more time. Yeah, well, it's going on today and tomorrow. If you're in the west zone, if you're hunting the east zone, it will be next Saturday morning. So that's the days. You can bring them any time, but these dates are intended to give kids a jump on the other hunters before the ducks get wary. Give them a chance to get out there and get ahead of everybody else. So that's great. All right. Well, let's see. We found out today. Oh, remember, daylight savings time. Very important. Tomorrow or tonight. They tell you to do it at 2 a.m., but as long as you get it done, you can do it before you go to bed. Move the clocks back. Easiest way to remember this, fall daylight saving time, you fall back, and in the spring, you spring forward. You're going to gain an hour of sleep. And this is to account for shorter daylight and longer nighttime hours. It's here. And to give you an example, the duck shooting time today where I am in the studio would be 6:45, a few minutes earlier if you're in the east and a few minutes later if you're in the west. Tomorrow it's going to be 1 hour earlier. It'll be at 5:46. Same amount of light, but it'll be a different time designation. So anyway, make sure you get your clock set, and hope you'll join us. Get your clock right for next week because you don't want to miss this show. Hope you'll join us. 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. We do it each and every week. join us for another edition of the Outdoor Show. Stuff you and I just love to talk about. We got fishing reports. We tell you about regulation changes. Good thing about radio, things pop up spontaneously, and we can instantly give you the information that you need to know before your great trip to the outdoors. Thanks to Cullen Steele playing hurt this morning, getting us through the show. Hope you'll join us next week for the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.